Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Chase and Big Joe, hour number two, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Hope you're having a great day to this point. We'll have Connor Newt join in a few minutes and have an interview after Titans practice with Fernando Carmona. Looking forward to that, who right now seems to be the starting right guard for the Tennessee Titans, rookie out of Arkansas. So looking forward to that. We have shifted Chris Sanders to 2 o'clock, and the coach, Walt Wells, will join us at the bottom of the hour. So looking forward to that here in the second hour.
Did you watch any of the Texans-Raiders game last night?
I did. He's not ready, but, you know, we kind of knew that. I think that intercept, that pick six he threw was, you know, Troy Aikman did a great job of explaining of, he goes, it's almost beneficial that he threw that interception because he's going to see that those windows he had in college are a lot tighter in the NFL. And you just can't make a throw like that at this level. So I thought it was really cool. And then the interview that he did with Laura Rutledge, he goes, "Hey, I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Buck." and she's like, "Well, what about Mr. Aikman?" "Well, Mr. Aikman too, but nobody gives Mr. Buck enough love. So I just want to make sure he knows he's appreciated."
Oh, that's fantastic. I like that.
I love this guy.
I think he'll be really good. I really do. And it'll be a time, and Aikman's right about that. Make all these mistakes you can in the preseason and learn and go on. And it's a different world, man. It is a different world. As if Derek Mason's talked about that from college to the pros, our guy in studio, not the MTSU coach. But it is the adjustment period happens. And we talk about that with Cam Ward. Like last year, I don't mind Cam Ward last year went rogue halfway through the season because nobody was supporting him there. That's fine. But now rein it back in with Brian Daboll, see what you could do, work together. And I hope Cam on Sunday night lights the world up.
Yeah.
I hope I don't come on the show Monday like, "Hey, this guy can hit an out route." I hope I come on the show Monday and say, "Did you see that pass?
Yeah.
See how he commanded the offense?" That's great. So another chance for Cam on Sunday night versus the Seahawks, national TV again, to see how well he can play. And I hope he does outstanding on Saturday or Sunday night.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll get an update. You know, in fact, can I call an audible while we're here on the fly?
Yeah.
Is Connor sitting there right now? Can we bring him on and just kind of get a general update of what happened today over with the joint practice? Hi, Connor. Maybe. Yeah, there he is.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Can you give us an update on how Cam was, what practice was like?
Yeah, sure. Up and down day, mostly good from Cam today. Did throw an interception to Okada, who I thought was a wrestler, but it turns out he's a cornerback as well. Threw it trying to find Carnell Tate in a tight window. Just made a good play on the ball. That was the low light of Cam Ward today, but had some good moments as well. Found Alec Iomanner on a slant across the middle in the end zone in the red zone period of practice today. And some mostly check downs and screen plays for them today. Did find Daniel Bellinger as well in the end zone near the end of practice. So a moderately good day for Cam Ward. I would say he looked a lot more composed in the pocket. Some of those processing issues and decision-making things we've been talking about with him over the last week since the San Francisco game, I don't think they were as prevalent today. So I would say probably a B-minus day from Cam Ward today.
And then did I read Alante Taylor was able to pick off Sam Darnold?
You did. And do you know who he was covering?
I do not.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Ooh, nice play there.
Very good play. Yeah, was it the ball hawk it It was kind of hard to see from our vantage point because we're pretty limited in where we can actually stand now. But he did. It was on the other far field. Looked like he bit on the ball, made a great play, took it all the way to the end zone, and you could just hear the choruses of cheers from the Titans defense.
Nice. Well, very cool. I know you're going to have Fernando Carmona here in a few minutes, but we're sitting here speculating on, well, I wonder how practice went when I was like, we could just talk to the guy that's right there. So that
right
that,
here.
that would make it easier. So,
well, here's Fernando right here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, go ahead. You go ahead and get things started, and then we'll have Joe jump in. All right, give him a second to get situated and get the headset on.
Get
and
the social graces. How are you doing today?
Dr. Crane, and give me the thumbs up when he's ready to go. I'm excited to hear from this guy because, you know, I think right now this is looking like this is going to be one hell of a pick.
What if Connor's like, hey, how are you? Are you Connor? I'm Fernando. Confused him out of the gate.
Connor, take it away.
Thanks, guys. Here with Fernando Carmona, right guard for the Tennessee Titans. Fernando, you went against a pretty elite pass rush today for Seattle. How do you think things held up out there?
I think it went well, man. As a whole unit, we played really well. Obviously, got to watch the tape. There's going to be some things to clean up, like always. But they're a really good team. They got a really good front, and you know, that's what you want to see in these preseasons. That's how you get better.
You have an advantage that a lot of players in the NFL don't have, and that's that you get to go up against Jeffrey Simmons day in and day out on a practice. How has he made you better, not just today, but throughout the preseason?
Yeah, he's made me a lot better. I mean, we've been going after it for about 2 weeks now, or a little bit longer than that, and I mean, you learn something new every day going against them, and you see a new move. You see something that I've never seen in football going up against them. And so you had to learn fast. If not, you're going to be looking, stupid on film. And so he's been awesome to go up against, and he's made me a really good player.
You obviously spent a lot of time at Arkansas playing SEC football, which I think you and I can both agree is the highest level of college football there is. What's the differences in playing SEC football to now the next level in the NFL?
Yeah, man, there's definitely obviously there's a step up, but it's probably the closest thing that you could get to the NFL. And so coming to this level, I mean, there's some certain things I have to get better. I talked about it earlier in the press conferences, getting off the ball. That's kind of the biggest thing. And I think obviously there's some strain and muscle things that I got to get better. I got to get stronger. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty damn similar to the SEC. And so being able to play at Arkansas and getting those reps has helped me out a lot.
You are matched up on the right side with J.C. Latham. How does he complement your kind of game?
Yeah, man, I love playing next to J.C. He's a really good leader to me, really good veteran to me, and he's just a dog. He has that alpha mentality. He loves to hit shit. Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss, but
okay.
he loves to hit people, and so I love just playing next to him because we both have that similar mindset.
Let me turn things over to a former offensive lineman.
Hey,
Joe, take it away.
Hey, Fernando, Joe here. A big fan of you, man. Listen, I was watching the other night on TV at midnight. Don't ask why I was up. I was out watching Memphis play Arkansas last year, and all they did was talk about you, your progression from left tackle to guard and how you did everything. And I'm wondering, how did you get from San Jose State to Arkansas? What was it about Arkansas that wanted you to go there?
Yeah, man. When I entered the portal, I had a good amount of options to go different places, and funny enough, when they offered me, I told my parents, and my parents thought I was crazy. They're like, no way you're going to Arkansas. There's nothing to do out there, this and that. And then we touched down a week later, and we fell in love the second that we landed there. And I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about it because I love that place so damn much. And, just being there with Coach Pittman, Coach Mateos, you mean – Pittman's one of the best offensive linemen, offensive minds that there is. And so that's what really brought me there. And then obviously the beautiful state of Arkansas.
I love it. How did your game develop at San Jose State to Arkansas? What did Sam Pittman teach you that made you better as an offensive lineman?
Yeah, he came in and he taught me, it's going to sound crazy, but to treat every block as a tackle. He's like, you got to think in defender's mindset. He's like, when they go to tackle, what do? They sink their hips, they drop their pads, and they lower, and they go through. Now, instead of wrapping your arms around them, get in your hands, fit in between, and drive on that angle, just like you're tackling them, but just with your hands inside. And so that was kind of like his coaching mindset, and ever since he put that into my mind, it's kind of changed my game and the way I look at football and offensive line play.
Fernando, I've played with guys who him and hauled, when we're going to move you from tackle to guard and guard to tackle, guys get upset. Why did you embrace the move from tackle to guard at Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those conversations that we had right at the end of the season. And it was coming out of a place of love, man. When, you know, ever Pittman talked to me or Mateos, I knew that they wanted the best for me. And it was one of those things that when they brought it up to me, I was like, you know, these guys aren't going to just tell me something because, you know, they're doing it for themselves. And, you know, they seen that this was my future. And I'm so happy I did it because, you know, this is going into my second year playing guard. And now I'm playing right guard. I just have that much more experience, especially playing in the SEC, and I understand how it is playing in that phone booth.
Exactly right. You get to go against Jeffrey Simmons every day in practice. Good for you for that, right? What has Jeffrey Simmons taught you? Because I got to imagine when you walk in that field, you're like, oh, God. But you embrace that battle, and look what you've done, look what you've accomplished. What has Jeffrey Simmons taught you?
Yeah, no, he's taught me a lot. The biggest thing, I mean, we were walking off the field 2 days ago or 3 days ago, and he had just told me, man, he was like, you got to play your game. He's like, do what you do because that's what got you here. And because it got to a day where he beat me inside. He beat me inside like twice. And then the next day I was like, all right, I'm not going to get beat inside. Well, then he beat me around the edge twice. And he's like, at the end of the day, you got to play your game. And so just having those veterans, seeing what they see in my game, it's been a lot of fun to be around them and have them help me grow.
I love it. And, Fernando, you're from Las Vegas. You get to return home to your hometown in late December to play the Raiders. Mm. I know that's a long way down, but the fact that you get to return there has got to be a great feeling, man.
Man, that's going to be a special game. Obviously, we got to take it. You know, we got this week, we got the defending champs in our house, but that's going to be a very special moment when we go down there. I want to say it's a few days after Christmas, too, so being able to see the family and all that's going to be awesome.
Fernando Carmona is with us. One last one before we let you go, Fernando. You've played in the SEC a long time. What's the toughest environment you've seen in the SEC?
Ooh, there's a lot of good ones, man.
Not to put you on the spot.
No, I mean, obviously, I got to say the Hogs. You know, when we're rolling and it's a night game, it's tough to play in Arkansas. But outside of Arkansas, I mean, I think the most fun I had and the hardest environment was Rocky Top. As much as I hate to say it, and, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Tennessee, but that damn Rocky Top chant is so damn catchy. And I caught myself a few nights after the game singing it to myself. And so it's a tough environment. It's a lot of fun. The environment's elite. Walking in, you see the river. I mean, nothing beats it.
He's Fernando Carmona, rookie right guard for the Tennessee Titans. Inside track at that right guard position at that. Fernando, thank you for your time.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. Back up to you guys.
Connor, good job. Thank you, Fernando. Really good stuff there. I could listen to him talk for a long time. I mean, it just, you can hear the excitement there. We'll have more coming, including Walt Wells at the bottom of the hour. It's Chasing Big Joe on a Friday, 102.5 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.